What does "for the rest, brethren, rejoice" mean? You've caused them pain, terror, thrown them into agony, made them tremble and fear, and now you're asking them to rejoice? Yes, for this very reason I'm asking them to rejoice, because, he says, if what is expected of you comes after my part, nothing will stop that joy. I've done all I had to do. I've endured. I've stayed patient. I've resisted the urge to cut you off. I've pleaded. I've advised. I've alarmed. I've threatened. All in an effort to lead you to the fruit of repentance. Now it's your turn to do your part, and then your joy will be everlasting.